Continuing our faith and family theme, An Age of Anxiety, Ministries Address Teen Mental Health Issues and COVID-19 Fears. This, another article written by Wendy Healy. Academic pressure, strict activity schedules, and the constant noise of social media can be stressful for young people. And schools closing for the COVID-19 outbreak increase the everyday anxiety that many teens already feel. "It's all I was hearing about," said Sam Slieger, a licensed marriage and family therapist with offices at Christ the King and St. John Lutheran Churches in the Atlanta area. "Anxiety about this is tremendous. Youth weren't worried only about parents and grandparents getting the virus," he said, "but about shuttered schools, online learning, social distancing, and abandoned routines. I was hearing more about the interruption of their life at school," Slieger added. He said a high school senior who had worked hard to graduate shared his disappointment that family wouldn't see him walk in the graduation ceremony. Others worried about keeping up with online learning and not being able to see friends or do sports and activities. "It derailed my education," said Hannah Hurst, a member of First Lutheran Church in Torrance, California. A junior at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, she traveled home after the campus closed because of the coronavirus, only to learn later that she couldn't return because school was out for the rest of the semester. "I respect that my school was making choices based on keeping the students and community and faculty safe, but we heard we'd have 2 weeks off following spring break, and then I went home and was told, you can't come back at all." Slieger said students have also been disappointed that their social lives have been abruptly stopped. They couldn't go to church, they couldn't get together in groups or go to Starbucks, and that was really hurting them. But long before the school closings, youth struggled with anxiety over peer pressure, social media, 24/7 technology, and their world is vastly different from one in which most adult Lutherans grew up, and many congregations feel called to help them cope with these contemporary issues. "Youth are anxious today, but social media makes it worse," said Rob Miles, pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Lititz, Pennsylvania. "Kids not only have to find their identity and their thing, but look good doing it on social media. Our role is to ground young people more deeply into baptism, to let them know that whatever they do, wherever they've been, whatever they do, they are a child of God. Whatever works at St. Paul," he said, "is involving people in community, in worship, and daily church life rather than focusing solely on attendance at youth group meetings. We can't compete in the economy of things," he said. "The church will never be that exciting." St. Paul has been successful, he said, in inviting young people to do church alongside their congregation as greeters on Sunday, for example. "Christian identity and baptism are really important," he added. "I also believe that we need to teach contemplative prayer practices. Everyone has images of yoga and other contemplative practices as being just Eastern, but Christians have been praying for years in ways to listen and to reduce their anxiety." "There is no silver bullet," he said, but admitting that St. Paul is still figuring out new ways to engage the youth, it's teaching young people the basics of the faith with prayer practices and their baptism. Miles added that he often preaches about anxiety, depression, and mental health issues to reduce their stigma. Susan Rutledge, director of youth ministry at Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Rocky Point, New York, said her active senior youth group often discusses social media issues. "Our kids know that there's so much more information on social media, and it's easy not to know what to filter out. I tell them that everyone puts their best on social media, that if someone is putting out something that's not loving or positive or good, to ignore it. We try to focus on things that help them understand what underlying issues cause bad behavior." Trinity's youth group also does role-playing activities to address bullying, drinking, and other issues. Hannah Blackmore, Youth and Family Ministry Associate for First, runs the congregation's God Light Our World, or GLOW, youth group. She finds communicating with her students and parents by text, phone, and the Zoom video app to be helpful. The COVID-19 outbreak was especially upsetting to the group, she said, adding if their entire schedule was taken away from them, it was a shock. They didn't know what to do. Being out of school made her students feel ungrounded. I'm addressing it as best as I can. I had the option to send out videos and to keep the youth group going digitally, but what I'm sensing is that they need to talk. They need to reach out to me and to text. At this time, we need to lean into relationships and focus on the individuals in our ministry. Mayalis agreed. I believe the way forward, he said, is to put less focus on programming and more focus on intergenerational relationships, stories from the Bible, and what the church has to offer.